When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. My name is Kyron Wheatley. This is the podcast with a lot of questions and history shows very few answers. But we'll see if we can change that today. Our contestant for the second time, but first time you're hearing her on the podcast. Mostly my fault. Please welcome comedian Zoe Coombs-Ma.
Hello. Thank you having me again.
The first one was lost to time.
Yeah, we thought we were doing a podcast. We were just having a very confusing chat. It's just a conversation.
So thank you for returning.
Oh, I like it. It feels philosophical. It's like if a podcast falls in the woods.
Yeah, but that's true of just recorded podcasts that are published, you know. Does anyone listen to them anyway?
I don't know. Not that one. There was a technical issue, right? I was just not funny, right? And you were just like, problem with the audio file.
You got out of Melbourne.
I pissed off out of there. I ran away.
And now we're doing better than New South Wales.
So I'm going to zip on back. I'm nothing if not a traitor.
Have you been keeping busy? What is your downtime hobby?
Well, in Melbourne, it's different because in Melbourne I had so much downtime and a little more space. So I got into brewing beer, which was good.
I tasted one of those beers. Delicious.
Yeah. I didn't taste that one, so you could just be lying to me.
It was.
Audio file. But I got into brewing beer and...
Yeah. What is the lead for brewing the beer? Is it cost saving? Is it a bit of fun? Do you like experimenting with flavours there?
It's a bit of fun. It is cost saving eventually, but you have to pay to sort of set it up. So I have not saved anything yet.
Yeah, especially if you don't get to drink it before leaving the state.
Yeah, then you're just spending money. But it does end up, it ends up being like a 70 cents a beer or something. It's pretty good in the end. But it's also just a bit magic. It's like you can make your own beer? Yeah. What? I mean, like I knew you could make your own ecstasy, but it's a bit fun. Also, I was in Melbourne, you know, getting into yeast. Cultural capital of Australia.
What about quizzes on the weekends? Do you turn to the inside page of the newspaper?
No, I will absolutely only do a quiz if I'm being recorded.
I have proof that's not true. I guess I don't have proof. That's the problem. Well, we have a brains trust to help you out with today's quiz. And let's meet them now for the first time, having two comedians on one show. This is rare. Speak hello to Judith Lucy.
Hello, Kyron. Thank you for having me. You know, I'm surprised that you haven't had me here before.
Yeah, no, same. I mean, I would have thought as well that I wouldn't have put you on the Brains Trust. I would have had you in the sort of lead main contestant role.
Yeah, look, a lot of people don't know this about me. I may be one of Australia's finest comedians, but I'm actually pretty good at trivia. I have never, ever lost a game.
Well, you're in Melbourne. What have you been getting up to during lockdown, Judith?
Me? I've taken up Zumba classes online. Can't really get out much, but got to move that body. I'll tell you, it's fun. Salsa is hard, but, seems to be good with the fellas.
Any questions for your close personal friend, Judith Lucy?
How are you, Zoe?
I'm all right. Nice to see you, Jude.
And you. God, you look good.
Thank you. You look different.
Different, yeah.
Yes, I do have a mask on my face. I found it in a hamper. It could very well be guacamole in a tub, but we'll see.
Well,
find out at the end of this.
It's doing wonders. It's taken years off.
Thank you. Thank you.
And changed your whole facial structure.
Yes.
It's amazing. What a mask. I'm sorry you're on the Brains Trust too.
Yeah.
Oh, don't be sorry. I'm very confident about this. It's going to go really well.
Great. Good.
Yes, I believe that.
I think I'm scared of the Brains Trust, Karen. I think they scare me. This is what happened last time.
Yeah, you did get a bit nervous around. Well, we'll see how you go with the other half of the Brains Trust here. Joining us all the way, I assume, I'm not sure if he's home or away at the moment. It's hello to the Earl of Worcestershire.
Oh, hello. Rather fascinating little computer setup we've got over here. I'm hatched down in my manor house in Worcestershire, but I'm glad to make your acquaintance.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. How's lockdown going on all that acreage?
Oh, I find socially distancing actually quite easy. I actually lived through one of the first plagues we had in the UK back in 1666 or thereabouts. People blamed rats. I tend to blame the poor. But so I'm quite accustomed to all of this. So doing quite well.
Sorry, so you lived through the 1666 plague?
Yeah. I've been around for all of the plagues and the centuries, you know.
Yeah. So you're at least 400 years. How old are you, Earl?
Well,
can I call you Earl?
Yes, you can call me Earl. Some people have taken that as an individual name. I prefer it as a rank. But yes, I am approximately 1,000 years old. Yes. They say money keeps you alive forever.
Yes.
Do well,
yeah. Well, I say it and I've got lots. So.
Well, you would know.
Yeah. Obviously got history covered. Any history questions, I'm sure we can throw to the Earl. But what are your other hobbies?
Well, yes, I'm quite a conservative. I do love a bit of feudalism. Everybody else got involved in this capitalistic world, and I've got hippies. They're all about that. No, not me. I do prefer feudalistic structure, and I also like making dining chairs.
Well, we have. I mean, not a massive range really of interests on the Brains Trust today, so it may be up to you, but are you ready to dive into a quiz?
I'm fully psyched, Karen.
All right, well, luckily the first question is true or false, so 50-50 here. Dolly Parton's 1967 debut album was titled Hello, I'm Dolly. True or false? Judith, are you a Dolly Parton fan?
I have listened to Dolly in my time. I do admire her. She is a talented woman like myself. And, you know, I do think that I know the answer to this one, but I'm not sure if I should give away all my cards to Zoe just yet.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Some helper.
Should I?
This is the problem. Women don't support women.
They don't. We hate each other.
The comedy scene. We're not funny.
Do you have all of Dolly's records?
Oh, no. I have never really kept records in my time. I don't really have the time to spin one. But I am a fan. I do love her and her persona. I love the way she dresses. Look, I'm about to give you the answer if you want it.
All right.
If you want it, Zoe.
Yeah, go on. What do you reckon? I don't believe that it's necessarily the answer, but I'm interested to know your opinion.
It's true. The answer is true.
Okay.
I remember dancing to that one in particular. Yeah.
What about you, Earl of Worcestershire? Do you remember dancing to Hello, I'm Dolly, Dolly Parton's debut 1967 record, or was it called something else?
Well, to be perfectly honest, I don't understand the term of records outside of hardback-bound ones in a library. I do keep records on certain people that I find of interest. But I don't recognise a Dolly Parton. I've just had a look in the library quickly whilst we were chatting. Couldn't see anything, but it's quite polite in high society to introduce yourself formally. And if it's her first record, then Hello, I'm Dolly Parton, or there so, would be an appropriate form. So I would say true.
Two trues for you, Zoe, or you could go your own way.
Which is Fleetwood Mac, of course.
Which is, of course, Fleetwood Mac.
Look, I'm going to say true. I might just be thinking of the Broadway musical Hello, Dolly, but it rings a bell, sure.
Yeah, it feels right. Question number two. Which country's national capital lies on the Spree River? Have you travelled much, Earl of Worcestershire? Have you ever got out of England?
Yes, there was a period a few hundred years ago where we all took a trip to the Middle East. I can't remember what happened, really. I was in my tent. I had a few feasts. It was actually rather a ball. Some people came back.
You're talking about the Crusades?
Oh, I think that was it. We just called it Lads on Tour. But,
Classic Lads.
Yes. Oh, the Earls back then. The fun we got up to. Oh, some cheeky jousts. Evening jousts up to the late 10 p.m. Oh, raucous.
On the sauce. The Worcestershire sauce.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. Were you behind that?
No, sauce? I don't support condiments. I think everything should be quite plain.
Big words from the Earl of Worcestershire. Anti-condiments.
Well, who came up with this affront then?
I don't know, probably. I'm going to say someone from Surrey.
And they've just named it after you. Is it slander? It's a slanderous condiment.
Do you know what? Now you say that, I think I might sue.
You should.
To be honest, I don't remember the question, but I'm going to say true.
I don't think it was a true or false.
I don't think it's a true
question,
or false.
Was it?
No, well, Judith might have a bit of insight here. I mean, you've been on a lot of national tours, Judith, but have you headed overseas before? Do you know which country's national capital lies on the Spree River?
Yes, you know, I have travelled a lot, Kyron. A lot of Lads on Tour vibes for me as well. But I don't know where Spree is.
That's the question.
So, well, my expertise lies more within the walls of Australia, Australiana, the 80s. I've been around for a long time. So I'm sorry, Zoe. I can't help you with that one.
It's not in Perth, which, of course, is where
we know that, yes.
It is the Spree River. Look, I don't know. I'm going to say...
So at this point, name a country.
I'm going to say the Spree River is in Lithuania.
Lithuania, lock it in. Question number three. Walden is a book by American transcendentalist writer Henry David who?
Oh, Thoreau.
Question number four. Name the Tasmanian cyclist.
Oh, that's the question. I know. Oh, yeah, great. Okay, good. Well done. Thank you.
Name the Tasmanian cyclist who finished third in this year's Tour de France.
Not a fucking clue.
Judith, do you follow the cycling? Are you up late at night watching the cycling into the wee hours of the morning?
I am. I can't sleep. I'll watch whatever is on the telly. And Tasmanian, you say?
Tasmanian cyclist. He finished third this year.
In what?
Yeah, I believe Tour de that France. Was Mark Roberts.
What's your favourite mode of transport, Judith? Do you cycle down in St Kilda? Do you like to walk around the bay there?
Well, like I said, yes. Zumba is pretty much as active as I
That's your
I
mode of transport,
get.
Zumba?
No, but that in the privacy of my own home. I do love a good walk, and I would say the bus.
I'm just imagining you, Judith, just zumbering your way through St Kilda and onto the bus, and yeah. Great.
Yeah, very, very peppy in the morning, and I love to listen to my podcast.
Classic Lucy. Do you own podcasts? Just zumbering away, listening to your own voice?
Yes, I'll record my session, and then I'll have to hear it back throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Judith Lucy Ouroboros.
That's me.
Earl, you've been on the grand tour, I guess, but do you follow the Tour de France at all?
Well, I've had a couple of personal Tour de Frances in my time. I remember Agincourt. That was a period. What could I say? what a kerfuffle that was. But no, personally, not a fan of the French. Two wheels. I can abide three plus one, weird, two, uncomfortable. So I'm going to say a traditional name like the Saxenburg von Ottenhausen. That's probably a standard plebeian name.
Okay, well, the two options there for you, Zoe, are Mark Roberts or Saxenburg von Ottenhausen. So they've gone different directions, really. If you want to side with one of them, or you could also pick
know.
A name out of the deck.
I know Saxon von Ottenbergen is just made up. That's the Earl is very charismatic, but not that convincing. I don't know if Judith is lying or not lying. So I don't know if Mark Roberts is a person. I don't know if he's a cyclist or Tasmanian, but I'm going to go with that. Mark Roberts.
Closer than anything else. Question number five. What is the cube root of 729?
Oh, well, as we all know, numbers don't mean anything. Stop the count. they're not real numbers. They're made up. They're fascist. Fascist lefty Antifa came up with numbers, didn't they?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. So I have no idea, Kyron.
Not into maths. Well, what about the Earl of Worcestershire? 1,000 years ago, or I guess 985 years ago, what were they teaching at school?
Well, it's funny because we didn't have school per se. We just had fight or be poor. so. Actually, we actually banned any form of devil's work, what people are terming mathematics these days. I don't believe in cubed roots. I only believe in vegetable roots in the garden. I won't even eat a potato. That's too modern for me. But I like the number 18. That's one of my kinky moments. I'm sharing that publicly. Please keep it safe. So, yes, I like 18.
What do you mean 18 is one of your kinky moments?
Well, you know, I'm quite devout. I can't exactly be throwing around that I like demonic numbers.
What Elle is trying to say is that that's his number, 18.
Oh.
God, that's for 1,000 years.
For a 1,000-year-old man, that's...
Poor batting average.
That's
that's pretty bad, Earl.
Well, what can I say? Everyone else just you get married and then they just pass away. It's quite annoying.
Right.
I guess
I'm committed.
They're just dead. Judith, do you know what a cube root is?
Yes, I know what a cube root is, Kyron. Thank you. But I dropped out of maths in year 10. Mm-hmm. And my careers advisor said, look, Jude, if you don't do high school maths, you can't work at Aldi. And that's actually what happened. I'm very disappointed about that. But
I didn't realise Aldi had been around that long.
I actually don't know the cubed root of, what was the number?
729.
It doesn't matter. None of us know.
It doesn't matter.
Obviously. Yeah.
I mean, one number you did put out early on, though, Judith, was that you were going to get 100% of this correct. And so far you've offered no answer for the first five questions.
Yeah, that's a real shame.
It is a shame.
I'm just happy to be here and nice to be in good company, but I am trying.
That sounds untrue as well.
No, it's very sincere, that's very
just,
sincere.
That's just the tone of her voice, Kyron. That's the classic sarcastic tones of Australia's Judith Lucy. Aldi's. Loss.
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, they're the two options at the moment, 18 or Aldi.
18.
Okay, we'll lock in 18 because it's the Earl's key
number.
Imagine
if it was 18. Wouldn't we all be so excited?
That'd be a thrill. Question number six. Jonas Salk developed a vaccine against which viral disease? Vaccines are really having a moment, aren't they?
Well, I mean, the vaccines have been pretty on the scene for a while. Vaccines. Mm. I'd say vaccines moment has never gone.
Well, Earl of Worcestershire, do you remember getting your first vaccine?
Yes, yes, it's actually a funny story.
I bet.
So they were testing for cowpox and the smallpox, and they actually, I was like, hey, my gardener son, try it out on him. If he doesn't survive, then, well, gardener's got another son. My garden's going to look pretty for decades. Actually, tried it out on him. He survived. Smallpox, thing of the past. Bloody brilliant.
Yeah. That was you. Great. That was me. That in school. Well done.
Judith, are you sceptical about vaccines or are you all in?
I am all in. I've had all of mine. I'm up to date. and I actually have a hunch that this one is chickenpox.
You know what? I will contest this with the Duchess Lucy. I will say polio because I love polo, and it sounds similar.
I was actually about to say polio. I think it might be polio.
Polio.
There were two different vaccines for polio. I think it might be this fella. There were two inventors, two different kinds of polio vaccines. One that's active and one that's inactive. Don't ask why. I was looking up polio vaccines. Yeah. Oh, it's because I have quite a needle phobia, and I was joking sort of to someone that I was like I hate getting needles. And I was like, I have such a bad needle phobia that I sort of partly hope that they don't find a vaccine because I just don't want to get a needle. Which is sort of true. But anyway, that's regardless of that. Obviously, it's vaccine would be a good thing. I just don't... Oh, very yuck. But I was like, why can't we just take it orally? Like the polio vaccine, because the polio vaccine, you eat it.
Oh,
and you're basically just eating a little bit of polio. And that every now and again...
Someone gets it.
Like someone just gets polio. They get they're like, oh, it's full-blown polio now.
So we'll lock in. Polio.
Yeah.
Question 7. Name the United States Supreme Court Justice and feminist icon who died in 2020. Earl of Worcestershire, to you first, I think, on this. Do you follow the United States Supreme Court from the House of Lords?
Yeah, do you?
Well, I fell out of favour shortly after we had a bit of a kerfuffle over there. I went over, got in some arguments, basically. And I was like, well, right, that's me heading back home. I prefer Worcestershire anyway.
When was this? This was what, 1776?
About so. Me and my friend George were like, nope, had enough.
Yeah.
So I don't know anyone on the Supreme Court. I tend to keep to the House of Lords. It's quite fun. Sometimes we have lunch buffets.
Good on you, fellas. Just... The boys,
important work.
Being lords. Is a lord higher or an earl? What's the where's the top and the bottom there?
Oh, well, it's personal preference if a lord wants to top or bottom. Sometimes they're versatile.
Great, yeah.
Judith Lucy, I'm sure you're across the feminist icons on the United States Supreme Court.
I am, and you'll be happy to know, Kyron, that I do know the answer to this. I was trying to remember the name because it is a bit of a complicated acronym. I wanted to say MGB, but it's not. It's Ruth Bader Ginsburg, isn't it?
Yeah, RBG, red, blue, green.
Well, what do you think about her replacement as feminist icon, Amy Coney Barrett?
I love her. only positive words to say about her. She's got a great manner of speaking and presenting and taking the room.
Which is the most important thing.
Women supporting women.
Yeah.
There you go. All the best to her. We'll see how it turns out.
Happy to lock in Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Zoe?
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny.
I think so. Question 8. To the nearest million, what is the population of New Zealand?
Is it a million? Do they have a million? Isn't New Zealand's just like 75 people and some gumnut babies that... Yeah, over there.
I think they're called hobbits.
Xena is one. That's one.
Yeah.
Hercules.
Shall we count them all? Shall we list them all and see how many we get to?
Gabrielle and Jacinta Ardern.
And Jacinda Ardern.
That's four.
I've got to four. Judith, can you get to more? Do you know the population of New Zealand? Have you travelled there on your tours?
I have travelled there, but I haven't gone around to counting each and every one of them. But I did want to guess 8 million. It's smaller than Australia.
Significantly.
And but not as large as other countries. So it sounds like a sensible number of amount of people to live in one place.
Yeah. Well, you would have done sold-out shows in New Zealand, surely.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We got to about 100,000.
Wow.
In
wow,
one
like
show.
An MCG. So they've got an MCG over there that you packed out. Because I was thinking you were going to say, like, 280, but 100,000.
Well, like I said before, I am a versatile performer, so I did pull out some other moves. It wasn't just stand-up.
Like Zumba?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Zumba and bus riding. They come in their droves to see Judith on a bus. She just drives around the perimeter of the stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the opening ceremony.
All my fans.
Her opening act is Nikki Webster.
Earl of Worcestershire, how many did you send to New Zealand back in the day?
Well, to be honest, I've already forgotten that question. I'm just, you guys are saying such ridiculously high, impossible numbers. I've never, I'm getting hot under the collar even just thinking about this. A million? I've never, what a ludicrous concept. I just can't even say next. Free-wheeled bicycles? Just no, absolutely. I'm going to say 10.
Okay, your two options so far, 8 million and 10. What do you reckon, Zoe?
Well, I said 4. So
somewhere in the middle? 4 million?
I don't know. I think it's probably more than 8 million. I'm going to hazard a guess. It's more like, I don't know. I honestly have no idea. Let's say 20. Let's say 20 million.
20. Because Australia is like 26.
Okay. Well, is it?
Yeah.
All right. Let's say.
Vary that down a bit.
Oh, maybe it's either 4 or 8 million.
So it's either 4 or 8.
Either 4
eight?
People.
Oh, right.
Or 8 million.
Yeah. 8 million.
I don't know.
We'll put down 8 million. Question 9. What is the chemical formula for table salt?
Oh.
Earl of Worcestershire, did you know that salt is actually a chemical compound?
Yes, actually. Just before me, they were actually using it as a form of currency. Which is how you look back and you're like, oh, that's very silly. I just keep this bag of silver with me at all times. some people, the olden days, am I right? I remember there was somebody knocking around with a table because I was making dining chairs, as I mentioned earlier, as one of my passions. Yes, exactly. And someone came to me and they were like, oh, we've invented this periodic table. And I was like, that's wonderful. How many seats does it accommodate? Would you prefer oak? They were like, no, it's chemicals. And I was like, I don't want to yuck your yum. So I'm going to say sodium chloride, which I believe is NaCl.
Sodium chloride, like sodium Na chloride Cl. Is that what you reckon?
I think Earl is onto something. I was going to say sodium chloride. I am a bit of a cook, and I use salt in everything. Mm-hmm. Chicken and potatoes and salad, it goes well with it all. So, I think you're right, Earl.
We also used it on fields.
Question 10, final question. Who played Marion Crane in the 1960 film Psycho?
Ooh. Is it?
Did you watch any scary movies for the week of horror that is Halloween, Zoe?
I'm an absolute scaredy cat. I can't really watch horror movies at all, but I quite like them. I just can't handle the suspense like I feel. Anyway, my partner made me watch. We were drunk, and she's like, "Let's watch Hereditary." And so we watched. She's like, "It's not that scary." And then we're halfway through, and I was like, "This is terrifying!" And then we had an enormous fight about it. We stopped. So I saw most of Hereditary and then got up to like where it gets really scary and then stopped.
I think that's the best thing to do with a horror film is not see the conclusion. Yeah. Just leave it open-ended.
In a constant state of suspense and terror. So,
Never get to the relief.
But I think it's... In Psycho. Oh, I was going to say Tippi Hedren, but she's in The Birds.
Are you a fan of cinema? Have you watched it across the ages? Or is it a bit too new for you?
I briefly dabbled with a silent movie one time.
The one where the train comes towards the... Yeah, terrifying.
Oh, gosh. I couldn't watch it either. You know, I just was like, nope, I'm out. This is ridiculous. Yeah. I'm shaken to my core.
Who was in that? Who starred in that film?
Just a train.
Thomas, I believe.
Good one. And it was a stellar turn from Thomas, wasn't it? Incredible performance. So realistic.
Fascinating.
So complex.
Even won an Oscar. Yes.
Yeah.
So
complex. Because the journey of the train throughout, you thought, you know, where is he going to take this?
Yeah.
Oh, that choo-choo got me in my heart.
Judith, you love cinema. You've in fact, hosted movie shows before. So I'm sure you know this one. Who played Marion Crane in the 1960 film Psycho? Absolute classic.
Jean Seberg.
I've never heard of Jean Seberg before.
Wasn't she that famous actress, beautiful, short, blonde pixie cut? Recently there was a movie about her and the conspiracies in America.
There's a lot of upward inflections at the end of your sentences, Judith, which suggests you're not sure.
I am not sure. It's either her or someone called Margaret.
We got two options there, Zoe. Jean Seberg or Thomas the Tank Engine? Or perhaps you know who played Marion Crane in the 1960 film.
I feel like I should know. There was the remake with Anne Heche.
Jamie Lee Curtis is her daughter. I know the answer to this. There's a clue.
Jamie Lee Curtis is... Well...
Miss Curtis. Mrs. Curtis.
No, it's... I know I should know this. I know I do know this. I just... The name is escaping me. The name is...
It's Janet.
Janet Leigh! Not Tippi Hedren.
10 questions rocketed through them. How do you think we did, Judith? You started out the top saying there's going to be 100% correct.
I also said that I'd only played a few games in my time. So, I reckon Zoe has a good pass.
Putting it all on Zoe here.
Thanks, Sue.
Earl of Worcestershire, do you hope for more than that?
Well, sometimes when I get upset about losing trivial things like trivia, I just remember how rich I am and then I stop caring.
I know you were saying capitalism is for hippies, but that's basically...
Core message there. Zoe, what do you reckon? Are you hoping for much here?
No, I am...
Lowest score we ever got was 3 out of 10.
I reckon we might be giving it a run for its money. This was really... I've done okay on this quiz before, but today was... an absolute shocker. Too much maths and then Janet Leigh.
Well, we've got that one down. I'm on the team as well.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
So we'll include that.
Right.
Normally, I don't know too many until the very
end. I'm going to say 3 to 4. I reckon we've got 3 to 4.
True or false was the first question. Dolly Parton's 1967 debut album was titled Hello, I'm Dolly. You said true. The answer is true.
Yes.
First one.
That's a bold move on Dolly's part. And she was just like, what am I going to call it? It's like it was like a last-minute email. And they're like, Dolly, we still need a name for the album. She's like, I don't know. Hello, I'm Dolly or something.
Yeah, well, it sounds like she didn't send the rest of the email.
Yeah.
Like, that must be it. And it was all done on email in 1967. Question two was, which country's national capital lies on the Spree River? You said Lithuania, but the answer was Germany.
Oh, okay.
Question number three. Walden is a book by American transcendentalist writer Henry David. You said Thoreau, and the answer was Thoreau.
Yes.
Two so far. The Tasmanian cyclist who finished third in this year's Tour de France was not Mark Roberts, but Richie Port.
Richie Port. Oh, that's... I was going to say that, see?
Question number five. What is the cube root of 729? You said 18. It's half that at 9. Okay. Question number six, Jonas Salk developed a vaccine against which viral disease? You said polio, and that's correct.
Yes!
You've just hit the low score of 3. The next one was a shoe-in. Name the United States Supreme Court justice and feminist icon who died this year. You said Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That's obviously correct. Question number eight, to the nearest million, what is the population of New Zealand? You varied down from 20 million to 8 million, but it's only 5 million.
Oh, goodness. That's nothing.
Question number nine. What is the chemical formula for table salt? It is NaCl. And the last question, Who played Marion Crane in the 1960 film Psycho?
Everyone knows, it's Janet Leigh, obviously.
6 out of 10.
Oh, that's much better than I thought we were going to do.
That's actually pretty damn good.
Oof.
The highest we've ever got was 8.
You've never got a perfect score.
Oh, no, absolutely
I
not.
Suppose you'd have to know, like, the cubed root of 700 and whatever.
Thank you, Judith, for your...
Thank you.
Well, I was going to say assistance today, but not really.
But aren't you glad that we were here as the Brain Trust? Because we did get a 6 out of 10.
Yep, and you got Ruth Bader Ginsburg, correct?
Yeah, but that we all knew.
Yeah,
that.
Thank you.
You're into comedy. Do you like seeing sort of the new crop of comedians coming up?
Absolutely. I think there's so much to offer in Australia, especially some great female comedians propping up, and I think that we should do better to support them.
What are some of the names that you see cropping up? Zoe Coombs Ma, obviously.
Zoe Coombs.
Breaking talent.
There's this really quirky girl. She's called Natalie Caro. Yeah. And I really like her stuff. Her content's quite good.
Where do you follow her?
I follow her on the Instagrams. I don't really have an online presence, but I am a bit of a lurker. So I have an account just so I can see other people's things. And her name is Natty_daddy. Mm-hmm. _ That last _ is very important because otherwise you get this white man in America. So that distinction is quite important.
Earl of Worcestershire, thanks for taking time out of your day. I'm sure you've got plenty of time.
Oh, yes. I was just between my third feast and my fourth feast. I didn't stutter. It's actually called the fourth feast. And to be honest, I was a little bit full. I was just a little bit...
How's that gout?
Too many turducans in one day. So, gout.
It was named after
it's my
you,
middle name. The Earl of Gout, Worcestershire.
Are you on social media these days?
Surprisingly, yes. It's one of the many forms of records that I keep, including Facebook algorithms. I know it's
well, because you keep records on people, but now people sort of keep records on themselves, don't they?
Yes, it's quite a funny wheel, but it makes me uncomfortable because it's a single wheel, and you know how I feel about that. but yes, I actually followed this person. He's also British, but he has a French last name, so I'm kind of 50-50 on him. He's called AJ Lamarck. He does all right. Could probably do better, but... Maybe give him a pity like somewhere.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us. And thank you, Zoe. Congratulations on 6 out of 10.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's been delightful.
People are starting to do gigs again and starting to to write. And, you know, we're almost at the people where at the time when people could give comedians money again.
I know. In exchange for the promise of laughter.
Are you promising that anytime soon?
Look, I never promise laughter. I don't know if you've seen my stuff, but it's not for everyone, and some people walk away unsatisfied. But if it is up your alley, I am doing a couple of shows in real life as part of the Two Queers Walk Into a Festival is what it is.
Yep.
Hard to advertise, I suppose.
At Giant Dwarf.
I'm doing two shows on the 12th and the 14th, and I don't really know what they're going to be because I haven't done an hour-long show all year. But
are you doing new stuff there?
Oh, nah. Sort of. It'll be, yes and no. It'll be some new stuff and some old stuff and then a lot of chat, and it'll be pretty laid back. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Well, that's it for Wax Quizzical Day. Thank you very much for joining us. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.